And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. As we pause in our interview to talk with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, as we are, here we are. This is the last Saturday of October. Halloween is 2 days away. That's part of what we're talking about. I love this time of the year, Beth, because it is the harvest. It is fall. I love when I was living in Phoenix, and of course, I was always able to track where the sun was come late August, early September, because, well, school was starting and football season was starting and the cooler weather was coming. Although the problem with Phoenix was the cooler weather wasn't coming until December. Here in Santa Barbara, however, it comes a little earlier, but we still get those little heat peaks, if you will, every so often. I guess they refer to it out here as Indian summer. But this is the time of the harvest. This is time to start looking at, as we've talked about in previous weeks, preparing for the cool time, the downtime, the contemplative time, if you will.
And the next cycle. Right. And most importantly right now, because of Samhain, Halloween, then All Saints Day is November 1st, All Souls Day is November 2nd, and then the Day of the Dead is both of those days. There's a real connection right now between those of us on the material plane and those souls that are on the other side. The wall is thinner, the veil is thinner. There's a lot more ghosties in the house. Take time out to talk with them. You know, they have good information. They're very helpful. They love us.
And I think, though, that a lot of people don't, simply because they don't fully understand, shall we say, their role on the other side, the role of those on the other side.
What happens over there.
And what happens. When I hear of someone notable, whether it be as most recently, Steve Jobs, or the day before my 50th birthday, Michael Jackson. Actually, the first thing that went through my mind on both of those cases was, I wonder what he, and obviously they lose their sexual identity when they cross over, but we remember them in that context. What are they doing? What are they experiencing? What's happening with them?
Right. And we get a glimpse into that now. And even if it's too scary to look, pray for them, pray for their evolution and growth, that their way is easy, and that pray for a stronger connection and ability to work with them and avail ourselves of the help they provide.
Well, now there's also, of course, as you say, this big emphasis with obviously Halloween, or if you want to call it, how do you pronounce that?
I was told recently it's Samhain.
Samhain, yes, I think that's correct. Or Halloween, which is on the 31st, and of course we all dress up and do these crazy things and collect candy and what have you. But it is also that time, as you've stated, of you know, remembering them. And they are there. So, I mean, I have somebody that I don't know how I'll handle it come Monday, but I think that taking that time out, just even if all you do is just remember them and just remember the good times, the joy, the laughter, the happiness.
And the gratitude.
You'd never know what's going to come back to you.
Right. Yeah. It's a mitzvah, and it's a way of putting good out into the world, and when you put good out, it always comes back to you.
Well, you're going to be coming back to us next Saturday at this time to talk more about as we're heading, not just we're going to be getting through the harvest and into winter and the solstice and the equinox and all those kinds of things with our local holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we look forward to talking with you then.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
We'll be right back. All right.